Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Serious concerns this morning for a pair of missing Smithfield teen siblings. The 17-year-old boy and 16-year-old girl were last seen at 9:45 yesterday morning getting into a taxi on Landsborough Drive. Police say there are welfare concerns due to multiple medical conditions. It's believed they're potentially heading to Mackay or South Australia. Just a warning, some people may find this next story distressing. The body of missing senior Edmonton police officer Scott Duff has been found. The 50-year-old went missing from Edmonton last Monday, sparking a large-scale search operation with support coming in from across the state. It's not being treated as suspicious, and police will prepare a report for the coroner. If you or someone you know needs support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Limited opportunities in regional areas like the far north are leading to increased youth crime, according to Youth Community Futures Research. Chief Investigator Professor Andrew Hickey says more needs to be done to prevent young people being driven towards antisocial and criminal activities.
The question really becomes around not sort of band-aiding over the issues as we see them with further police. We still need to get to that core issue here. That is, why are groups of young people feeling so marginalised and alienated that stealing cars and breaking into homes is what they end up doing?
Queensland's peak medical body is urging the state government to offer more incentives for GPs to help ease pressure on our hospitals. The Australian Medical Association says less than 15% of medical school graduates are choosing general practice as their speciality, compared to 50% 40 years ago. President Maria Bolton says we need to follow in the footsteps of other countries like Denmark.
They actually decided that they needed to spend more money into general practice because they couldn't continue to afford to keep building hospitals. So they decided let's fund general practice appropriately. And the end result was that their reliance on hospitals actually went down.
It comes as Shadow Minister for Health and Ambulance Services Ross Bates says patients in the far north were ramped for over 3 hours at Cairns Hospital during the December quarter.